for you to have a seat. Thanks so much for worshiping with us today. And I'm going to invite up our first speaker, Kenzie Rawls.
Hi, I'm Kenzie Rawls. I will be going to SBCC for the next 2 years and hopefully will transfer to SDSU. And I will be studying sports journalism. I will also be doing cheer. I've been coming to church, or this church, since my sophomore year, as Hannah Toms brought me here. Since coming here, I have learned what it means to know God and know Jesus. Although I grew up with the idea of knowing God, these last 3 years, Jesus has become very real to me. So we know that Jesus is God and that he's a religious leader. But he is more than that, too. He's a friend, he embodies the love of a father, he's a miracle worker, and he's a leader, and someone we can trust as a guide throughout all of life. While he is all these things, the main thing he wants from us is a relationship. He will always love us unconditionally, no matter what. As someone who's always tried to be perfect, I've learned that God simply loves me and teaches me that my mistakes can be redeemed and forgiven. And I can learn from them in a way where God draws me closest to himself. Throughout any challenges we have, any obstacles we face, or any path we find ourselves on, God can use it to build our character or give us new skills or simply show himself to us in new ways. Because God does this over and over again in our lives, this is one of my favorite verses because it reminds me that I can do anything with God by my side. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This verse shows me that whatever I'm doing, or even if I'm scared doing it, God can give me strength and courage to get through it. Before I started following Jesus, I had a life with everything figured out. I was so close to getting what I wanted. I was going to college for gymnastics. I was only two levels away from being college level as an eighth grader. Gymnastics was my life, and I was planning on doing it for the rest of my life and possibly coaching it as a career. Unfortunately, when I became a freshman in high school, I was diagnosed with hip dysplasia and had to have both my hips reconstructed at the age of 14 and my second one done at 16. I had to start over in so many aspects of my life. I hated the surgeries, I hated the setbacks, I hated the redirection, but today I'm actually grateful for it because I wouldn't have found God if it didn't happen. I was broken and I was angry, and while I didn't have the relationship that I have with God now, I decided that I was going to be angry at him, which is crazy. What is crazy is that in my yelling and crying to him, I actually found him. I found God in these moments asking him why he would do this to me, and I felt so alone in the situation. I might not have known God, but I found myself talking to him, and looking back now, I realize that he put me in this situation because this is one of the events in my life where I actually talked to him and acknowledged him. And because I acknowledged him, even in anger, I found him to be real. I learned that when God hands us a situation where there's a setback or redirection involved, don't be afraid or discouraged because God will use it for his glory. It may not look how we want it to or go our way, but God's plan is so much bigger and better than ours. And if we let him, he will use our pain for something so much more than we could even imagine. I've learned that when I feel my weakest and most broken, that's when God is actually closest to me. When I can't walk, God carries me and helps me find strength and courage to keep walking with him. Not only does God carry us and strengthen us, but he invites us back onto his path, waiting for us with open arms when we fall off the path. No matter how far we go, he will always be there guiding us, inviting us along his pathway, offering to strengthen and encourage us. We will never go too far away from God because he's always next to us, even if we don't know it or believe it. So, church, I invite you to ask the Lord, where do you need to be strengthened or be given courage? Where in your life do you need Jesus to say, don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go? I'm now going to welcome up our next speaker, Caitlin Grace.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Grace Thompson, and I graduated from Marin Catholic High School yesterday. And in August, I'll be starting in the Torrey Honors College program at Biola University in Southern California. This morning, I'd like to share with you what I've learned these past 4 years and what it means to me to offer one's whole life to Jesus. To me, offering my whole life to Jesus means not letting my faith waver when faced with peer pressure and trials, but instead growing stronger in difficult times, relying on Jesus as my strength. The Apostle Paul, while facing persecution in jail, wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, "Not that I speak from want, for I've learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me." I learned from this passage that when things are going well and when things aren't, when I feel like I have what I need as well as when I don't, in whatever the circumstance, when I turn to God, I can face and do all things through him who strengthens me. Over my high school years, although I've had many blessings and happy times, I've also experienced difficulties and disappointments. Starting high school felt super exciting, and I had high hopes for my 4 years ahead. Just before school began, I tried out for my favorite sport, volleyball, hoping to meet new people since I didn't know hardly anyone, but unfortunately there was a big turnout for tryouts and I didn't make the team. Though disappointed, I was still optimistic about trying new things in order to meet people. But the first weekend of school, I got COVID, and by the time I could return to school, finding a group to hang out with was much more difficult than I expected, as cliques had begun forming. As weeks turned into months, without a friend group at school, I often felt unseen. I tried out for basketball and was grateful to be part of a team, though continued praying for a good group of friends. I then joined the track team with a new friend, even though I strongly disliked running. Turning into music and acting, my true passion, I began auditioning for many roles and started performing in shows and music concerts. With each year of high school, my approach and my relationship with Jesus vastly differed from that of my freshman year. Instead of trying to figure out everything by myself, as I did my first year, and surrounding myself with people who made different decisions than I believed Jesus wanted me to, each year I became more and more confident in my faith in Jesus. Rather than missing youth group because I had a ton of homework, sports, or theater rehearsals, I made a greater effort to attend as often as I could, not only so I could grow my relationship with Jesus, but also be around like-minded friends who shared my values. I also learned that to offer my life entirely to Jesus was not to become downhearted by setbacks, but instead to fully trust God with them and believe he will turn them into good. Although I was greatly disappointed not getting lead roles, for which I had spent countless hours practicing, I learned to be faithful in the opportunities he did give me, such as comedic acting roles I never would have performed if I had been given the lead roles. Last week, MC Senior Honors Assembly, I was totally surprised when I heard my name called for the Performing Arts Award Scholarship for music and theater. It might sound silly, but in receiving that award, I really felt that God cared deeply about me. He had seen me and been with me all along, even when I had felt unseen and overlooked. During high school, instead of looking to Jesus as one who's with me and working only in the good times, I let him into all my disappointments and sorrows. When I opened my heart to him and offered my life to him, he helped me fully grasp how omnipresent he is in my life and those around me. Through each challenge, whether running at a track meet, making new friends, studying for AP exams, recovering from wrist surgery, auditioning for a role, mentoring younger students, tearing my ACL during the first week of tennis season, whatever disappointment, defeat, or discouragement I face, I've been learning, as Paul said, to be content in whatever circumstances I am in. As I kept returning to God, promise that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Offering your whole life to Jesus means not giving up on your relationship with God when some things go wrong. It means to stick with it even when times are tough. It also means you stand strong amidst peer pressure and trials and do the right thing even when no one else is doing it. Offering your life to Jesus means telling him everything and not keeping secrets, openly letting him know how you feel. Offering my life to Jesus means attending church and youth group and listening to Christian music, even if my friends might think it's weird. It means offering my hopes, my hurts, my desires, my disappointments, my accomplishments, and my joys to him, remembering that I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So, church, this morning, where do you need strengthening from Jesus? What part of your life do you feel Jesus is inviting you to give to him so he can be strong for you? My encouragement to you is to know that whatever you're facing right now, Jesus is with you, and he is our strength and provider. I'm very excited for my next journey, and I can't wait to grow in faith during college. I'd now like to welcome our next last speaker, Sawyer.
Hi, I'm Sawyer Goldberg. I'm graduating from Redwood in 2 weeks, and I will be continuing my education at Gonzaga. For you, those of you that know me, I've spent most of my high school career in the pool, training for water polo or swimming. I talked a couple of months ago with Ben Kearns about some of the stress I was feeling there. Getting recruited to what I hoped would be D1 water polo, and how that fit with God's plan, how that fit with what I was trying to study in college, and just all of it. Now looking back, going to Gonzaga, I'm so happy. And I will be playing club. I won't even be playing NCAA water polo. And I wouldn't have it any other way. As college acceptances settled and I realized that was going to be a shift and a new chapter in my life, I recognized that God was calling me to be more present with him, to shift my time and my awareness away from the sport and back to his kingdom. And over the past 2-ish months, I've put a much bigger focus on being present in the church community, coming every Sunday and going to youth groups, my final youth groups on Wednesdays. And through this, I've actually noticed that I'm not more physically rested, just not going to practice, but I'm also experiencing an amazing emotional and spiritual rest. In a time that was so stressful for me just weeks ago, I came to God and he gave me rest. Of course, a huge part of that is the community that I've been back in. We're not meant to do life or faith alone, as we all know. And spending time in church and youth group, simply being around other believers, is unlike anything else we can do. But when I was reflecting back on this change for this sermon, I realized that it was, in this new season, I think I've also started recognizing the smaller things. In Nicaragua, when I was on my mission trip, we picked up a habit of thanking God when a breeze came through or even when it rained for like 30 seconds one day. And thanking God in those small ways, I think, was something that I had skipped over, something that we fail to recognize. We ask him for these big, big prayers, but we fail to see that he's there every single tiny step of every day. I think that shift embodied Jeremiah 29:13. It says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And to me, that verse has two different parts. And the first one is seeking God. That is the community that I have great news. Everyone here online and in person is already here, and you're already seeking God in that moment. And for me, the second part of that verse is the one that I think a lot of people miss, including myself. We seek God with all our hearts, and we go, and we go, and we go on mission trips, and we go on Wednesdays, and we go to our prayers and our Bible studies, and then we ask God, "Why haven't you shown up? Where are you?" We think that constant motion is equal to purpose in our westernized culture, but Jesus meets us in rest and patience and peace. When I was looking for verses to talk about on this Sunday, I came upon Psalm 46:10, one of my favorite memory verses, but it was, to me, in a whole new light. It said, "Be still and know that I am God." But even as I have it written, I've "be still" bold. I think even I read this passage a little differently now. It's "be still and know that I am God. Be at peace and patience in your life, and then you will see who God is." For me, going from school to homework, and then to practice, and then back to homework, and then to sleep, just to wake up for morning practice the next day, there wasn't any calm. I was going and going and going. But as I've slowed down, I've become much more aware of Jesus' work around me. So my challenge to you today, church, and I hope it doesn't come as a challenge at all, is to slow down for a minute or two, maybe even 30 seconds, and find God in some small thing today. Anything from a funny breeze or a lucky coincidence. When you notice it, take 5 or 6 seconds. Thank God for showing up in your life. Because when we do things like that, we start to see the passage from Jeremiah come to life. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Because I promise you, church, when you seek the kingdom, God is there. Sometimes we just need to slow down enough to witness it. I'd like to invite the band up as I pray. God, Heavenly Father, thank you for everyone here today. Thank you for all of these seniors helping to lead as we step into this new chapter of our life. I pray thanks for this amazing community that we are now stepping into as adults, and that you would bless this senior class as we transition into a world with all of the hardship and struggle, but also that we would recognize the beauty and the peace of your world. I pray for the entire church community that everyone would get a little more peace, whether it be from the eye of the storm or just calm waters, and that you would allow them the awareness to see you moving in every step of their life. I pray that they see you on the drive home, wherever, in their kids, in their family, every single step that you are there with them. And again, I just pray a blessing over the senior class as we move into your world and your grace. Amen and amen.